Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sade. How may I assist you today?
Yes, I got this. What did I get? A Focus Fit. That was the 99. Yeah, it was a Focus Fit. I believe it was earplugs or earbuds.
Okay.
Back on the 15th of January, and I didn't want them, and they just charged my account. What do I do?
Can you provide me with your zip code?
Zip code?
Yes, sir.
Let's see, which one would it be? It'd probably be 61201.
What's your name?
Curtis Wickman, W-E-I-C-H-M-A-N-N.
Just to make sure I typed in the correct zip code, is 61201.
That would be one of them. I mean, I don't know. The watch didn't come to that address. Or the
what's the other zip code that you use?
34223.
Curtis, can you verify your address for me?
40 West Langsner.
Okay, so I do see where you ordered the MUV smartwatch and the MUV AirPods. So initially,
right,
they charge shipping, sir, and after that 14 trial, they charge full price for the watch and the earpods.
Right, and I didn't want to do that. So.
Yes, sir. But the information was provided in the terms and conditions that they will bill you.
So how do I rectify that and get the money back and give you back the watch?
You wouldn't be able to send the watch back, sir, because they do not accept returns.
So how was it if I didn't want it, they'd have to return it?
No,
if
they haven't.
If I would have sent it back, if I'd have sent it back within that 14 days.
No, if you would have called and canceled within the 14 days, then the account would have been canceled.
Well, I didn't have your number.
But all that information would have been provided in the terms and conditions, sir, but most people look over the terms and conditions. So they are unaware of how they will be billed when they purchase the product.
So I have no, I just got an earbud and a watch then. I can't get my money back.
You can enjoy your watch and your earpods.
Okay. Right. All righty. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer support.
Okay, bye.